AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Steve Kathan. Two adults were shot today at East High School in Denver. Police say a suspect is still being sought and apparently left school grounds. The condition of the victims is not known. Just last month, a student there was shot outside school and died. For parents there, another tragedy.
We're all asking the same questions, like why 20 years after Columbine are we still answering and asking the same exact questions, and why can't we just send our kids to school in safety? And that's a question that I can't answer.
There's word the grand jury investigating former President Trump will not meet today. WCBS-TV's Zinnia Maldonado on the anticipation over a possible indictment in the hush money case.
Despite calls to protest directly from Trump, demonstrations across New York have remained somewhat small.
Take our nation back!
But with the grand jury still investigating, law enforcement remains on high alert. The NYPD setting up heavy fencing around the courthouse, placing SWAT teams at strategic locations, and ordering all 35,000 of its officers, including undercover cops, to dress in full uniform and be ready to mobilize at a moment's notice.
In about an hour, we'll get the latest word on interest rates from Federal Reserve policymakers. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
With fresh instability in the banking sector, financial markets are now expecting, maybe hoping, for a more modest quarter percentage point increase.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the Fed has a tough job after the bank failures this month.
We're trying to thread the needle here, balance things, trying to do enough to help support the banking system and financial system, get that on solid ground, but at the same time, continue to fight inflation.
A cleanup today in the San Francisco Bay Area after the latest bashing from a storm system. KPIX reporter Betty Yu.
Hurricane-like winds whipped up waves on the bay and knocked down giant trees along the Embarcadero. A big rig overturned on the Bay Bridge to Oakland, snarling traffic for hours. Pedestrians also proved to be no match against the sudden windstorm. People struggled to walk and clung onto street posts to keep their balance.
It's day two of the strike by 30,000 Los Angeles school district workers.
I expect the students to know that you have to fight for your rights. I teach history, and our students know that we fight for our rights.
Scientists have pulled DNA from Ludwig von Beethoven's hair to look for clues about his many health problems and hearing loss. They weren't able to figure out why the composer lost his hearing, but they say liver disease likely killed him. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 117 points. This is CBS News.
Get 50% off tax prep at Jackson Hewitt. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Racine County authorities are looking for a hit-and-run driver who struck a We Energies worker on Tuesday, causing serious injuries. It happened in Burlington shortly before noon. After the driver hit the worker, the vehicle backed up and fled in the opposite direction. They're looking for a white four-door Chevy with black rims and tinted windows on what could be a late 2000s diesel model. The worker was taken to the hospital by Flight for Life. Feeding deer this time of year can not only cause them harm, but is illegal in much of Wisconsin. The DNR says winter feeding can draw deer out of their ranges and cause them to congregate, and that increases the risk of disease transmission like CWD. If you want to help, the DNR recommends joining the Deer Management Assistance or the Landowner Incentive Programs. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Thank you.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make healthcare decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, we're talking about, at where we are now in our lives and, you know, scientific facts versus faith. Does it have to be versus? Can we have both? And whether or not, you know, I mean, things are changing in our lives. The churches, the temples, the synagogues, the mosques, they're all filled with, for the most part, with older people. When I was a young boy, they were filled with young children too. Not the case anymore. What are your thoughts? Let's go to Curtis from West Dallas. Hey, Curtis, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Earl, how are you doing? Excellent, excellent topic, I must say. Because let me tell you, my boyfriend, I've been there for 10 years, and he refuses to walk into church since 2015. Because when the evangelical backed up Trump, and they basically said, we don't care that he did all these things, we all know he did. He said, I refuse to go to church anymore. He's 36 years old. He said he'll never walk into church ever again. He goes, because they're all hypocrites. So my mom, she's all mad about it. She said to him, she said, what the heck? Why aren't you going to church anymore? He said, it's just a building. He says, I can pray. It says in the Bible, four or more in my name will pray, will answer. And the thing behind it, he goes, I became a witness. And she's like, oh, my gosh, you became a Jehovah's Witness? He said, no, I became a witness of all these poo-poos around me. So that's kind of crazy. As far as the church goes, I go to church every Sunday because my aunt can't go to church, so I go for her communion. But it's the thing behind it is you have to feel it spiritually, but I really feel sorry for the world because if the churches don't change and come up to par with the kids, the young people, they're going to fall apart. Like if you look around, I mean, when I was a kid, there was a church on every corner.
True.
And now these churches, like the church on West Dallas just sold a Catholic church. Another church went up for sale, you know. You got the church on 43rd that just went up for sale.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
It's because, you know, and I don't want to condemn anybody. This is not about condemning people who are in church because, you know, the people who are in church, God bless them. you know, because they're trying to make their lives right. And so I would never condemn people who are in church. As a matter of fact, I say we need to have more people in those religious institutions, at least early on in their lives, because it gives them a foundation. And we've got too many young people now who don't have those foundations, and so they can do some of the heinous things that we see happening. I wish I had more time, Curtis. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you. Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, thank you very much. You say what, sir?
Hey, Earl. The church is a vehicle to get you closer to God. And if you are not feeling closer to God by going to church, then you know what? Maybe you need to take a break from church. The whole point is, you know, I can go to the gym on Sunday morning and have a community of people that are very positive and, you know, very good. And, you know, that can be your church. It's just the church is a vehicle that gets you closer to God. And the other thing is, I think Jesus said for a reason about the money changers, which is really the only place in the Bible that Jesus really got angry, was at the money changers, that that's what's happened. This has become a moneymaker for a lot of people. And they're not even teaching what Jesus Christ stood for. You know, I am a Christian because I'm a, Jesus Christ is my role model. He didn't judge anyone. He loved everyone. My God, he was the original liberal and, you know, bleeding heart liberal. And that's exactly how it is that I try to live my life after. So, yeah, I would say if people are not going to church, the reason why they're not going to church is there's been a lot of distrust that has been gone, you know, within the church.
You know, Tom, and I just don't want to put it solely on the church. That's why I said mosque, synagogue, temple. It is the same. People are not in religious houses because something has happened to take them out of them. And I don't think we're better off not being there, right? I think it was a better society when people had those connections.
Yeah, Earl, I'm going to chime in here and agree with you. You know, from my history, I had a certain set of guardrails, I guess, that I lived through, and I appreciate your comments, Tom, and some of the other callers, that, you know, to have a spiritual connection with your Creator, you don't have to be in that building, okay? But it's a great place to get a baseline of where to start and to lead your life as a child and have a certain amount of rules and regulations. So you know where the out of bounds line is.
Right.
You know what I mean, man? You know, and I think there's a certain amount of respect for that sort of teaching and philosophy. Don't you, Earl? What do you think?
Well, so Johnny, I'm 100% in agreement with you. I live in a city where there are young people who, for heaven's sakes, a 15-year-old boy got killed yesterday. Some fool with a gun who has clearly no spiritual foundation, shot five girls and five young women and a boy. And I can't believe that person had any spiritual foundation. Last night, a 15-year-old boy, in the midst of robbing an adult, the adult refused to give him whatever it was he wanted. He pulled out the gun. They have it on a video. He shot the man because the man didn't give him what he wanted.
Yeah.
No spiritual foundation.
Yeah.
So that is, I would be foolish to say that we don't need to have that. And I think the younger that a person is, raise up a child in Tom, you probably know, raise up a child, and I forgot the part of it, and he won't depart from you. I forgot the rest of it. I'm getting old. But I used to know what that was. But what it means is, is, and I can't quote it exactly, but if you invite a young person early on in life and build a spiritual foundation with that young person maybe as they get older will be willing to move away from it. But clearly, if you never give that young person a foundation, then that's the person who can take a gun and go into schools and shoot up the schools and shoot up the kids. Tom?
Well, the problem is that there's too much politicking going on in the church again.
That's
I know
true.
My family has left the church because of a woman's, you know, right to choose in the church, basically saying that people are, you know, murderers if they do choose to terminate a pregnancy. So they have left the church, and they've left the church because it's not teaching what it is that, you know, Jesus talked about and what he preached about. So I'm sorry, but the synagogue, the mosque, all these different places have, you know, have to take the responsibility that they are the leaders of this thing. And I do agree with you that when you have a community of people that all are in the same positive energy source, that when that happens, that is something that's transcendental. It is a great thing, and it does make you feel closer to
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's the way I grew up,
and it does
up,
make you feel closer to the Spirit. But the thing is, now it's about making a buck. It's about tithing. It's about the Pat Robertsons of the world and anybody that goes and develops a church just so they can get a tax break.
Well, you know
Tom, where they don't have to pay. The only people that should be getting a tax break are really monks.
You know,
they're
Tom,
the only ones that
and
really
it does and
there.
It doesn't help when you say I'm evangelical and I support Donald Trump, and you do away with all the tenets of Christianity because you're talking about one man. You know what I mean? That's kind of a hard, you know, that's a hard one to wrap your arms around.
I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me.
That's
number one commandment. And these people are breaking the number one commandment by putting Donald Trump onto a godlike status. So
yeah.
All these people that are out there that, oh, my God, he's the God. You are all committing the number one commandment.
Yeah. Well, what a poignant comment there, Tom. God.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, all religions have their shortcomings. None of them are perfect. Have to go to a break. Tom from West Dallas, we'll get you on the other side. Phone lines are open. There's room for you. 844-967-2789. Loving the conversation. We're not going to sentence you to hell if you, you know, agree with us. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The ACLU does not endorse or visit this information for the Fourth Quarter of the Human Informed
Support and Allowance and Information over 10 and up and right. And they may choose when to leave or take it up. Even for a group of man pushes fast and can end up as much as the largest private groups of them. And this can be a process of said we have to discover themselves.
So we don't want to deposit it.
With actual and a lot. Plan, the clear, and post-general,
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 28. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 41. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, a listener gave me what I was looking for when I had the senior moment. Raise up a child in the way they should go, and then they grow up. They will not depart from it. So thank you very much for that. And if you're just joining us, I'm really having a conversation about, you know, scientific facts or faith. You know, we're at a point in time in our lives where the religious houses are not full the way they once were, and they're only full of, and the people who are in them are those in our generation and not young people. In my take and belief is that we are better off, and we're better off as a society when we had people in those houses of worship and we didn't have what we're dealing with today. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Tom, thank you very much. Really appreciate the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning. I just wanted to point out you were talking about kids and spirituality and all that. I have a job that gets me into a lot of churches around town here. And I'll tell you, I've gone into some of these mega storefront, or used to be like Pick and Saves, whatever, churches. One of them has a golden Excalibur in their lobby. And others, you know, there's another church that the pastor built this palace in in River Hills, and wanted to do some church stuff in that house. And River Hills, of course, said absolutely not. And we know that he was doing that for a tax break. But, you know, I just wonder when I look at all that and what are kids learning in these mega churches like that, where they have hundreds and hundreds of parishioners going to, and they see materialistic things in front of them, and they want that, but they're growing up poor. So their only way, I believe, is, well, I shouldn't say it like that, but they don't, they see all this, they can't get it because they don't have the money.
So, Tom, let me say this to you. I agree that there clearly are prosperity preachers who have taught and preached prosperity. But at the same time, the Catholic Church is the wealthiest church on the face of the earth. And so it is, you know, it's unfortunately, you know, the denominations and the differences in these churches don't help, you know. And yes, prosperity preaching is something that, you know, is I've never read about, but there are people who believe in it, and it goes back to Oral Robinson, Pat Robertson, and all of those people. They've been doing this for a long time. So you know,
same with the evangelicals who are out there preaching all this stuff. I don't, you know, they're teaching repression. They're teaching it's our way or no way. We don't believe in any of you. Our God reigns. You're reading the wrong Bible. All that conflicting stuff, I really believe, turns off people. For me personally, I went to a couple of different churches. One of my roommates, I was brought up Lutheran. One of my roommates took me to her church, which was Lutheran. And I sat there and listened to the preacher, and I was like, seriously, it was more preaching about how the woman belongs in the kitchen.
So let me ask you. Let me ask you, Tom. About how old are you? Do you mind?
I am 57.
Okay, so I'm sure, like Johnny and myself and many others, you were brought up in the church as a young boy.
I went to a parochial school. Yes.
Yes. So, sure. And you're not in church now.
I go to a church. I haven't been now since the pandemic.
So, my point
to a church, but it's definitely not.
So Tom, that's the point that I'm trying to make. We have many of us are no longer practicing. I shouldn't say practicing. We're no longer in the physical buildings, and there's something that took us out of those buildings. It wasn't just the pandemic, because the pandemic is over for the most part, and we haven't returned. But I'm saying the foundation of all of this is what's missing in young lives. And I think we were a much better people when we had people, children who were brought up in those environments. I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call, Robert from West Dallas. We'll be coming to you after the break. Anybody can join. There's room for you at the end.
How appropriate, Earl.
449-67-2789. That's my colleague, Johnny Watermelon. We'll be right back.
Love of all. And if by chance that special place that you've been dreaming of leads you to a
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Two faculty members have been shot at a Denver high school. KONO's Michael Abeda reports.
They just put crime tape up around the building out there by East High School. So things obviously getting a little bit more busy out here as students who were at lunch or grabbing something to eat are returning to school to find that their school has been taped off.
So far, no arrest. Today's expected session of the Manhattan grand jury investigating the Trump hush money payment to Stormy Daniels has been postponed.
Trump continues to speak out via social media, blasting Manhattan
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, insisting he, quote, presides over one of the most crime-ridden, violent, and dangerous cities, while also insisting he committed no crime of any kind.
WCBS's Zinnia Maldonado. The Federal Reserve is deciding whether to raise interest rates.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the Fed has a tough job after the bank failures this month.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe, CBS News Brief.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Dan Kelly says his opponent talks about politics too much to be a fair and impartial Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Although she says the formulated words that she will follow the law, she's never said one thing in this campaign that would lead to any reasonable belief that that's what she would do.
Kelly faced Janet Protasiewicz in the one and only debate of the general election campaign yesterday. Wisconsin Democrats are trying to legalize abortion again. Governor Evers' bill would restore Wisconsin's abortion laws to what they were before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Republicans have their own bill to allow exceptions for rape and incest. In sports, Wisconsin is going to the NIT Final Four next week after beating Oregon last night. The Bucks host San Antonio tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
As a prosecutor and a circuit court judge, Janet Protasiewicz has been a lifelong advocate for victims of crime. Listen to Clayton from Milwaukee tell his story about how Judge Janet helped him.
After I was robbed and my girlfriend was beat up, Janet Protasiewicz was the prosecutor that went after those criminals. Those fools were on a violent crime spree. Janet prosecuted them case after case and brought those criminals to justice. I saw her work up close. She's compassionate. She's fair, and she believes in public safety. On the Supreme Court, I know she'll fight for you because she fought for me. Janet cares about us.
The stakes couldn't be higher when it comes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Public safety, abortion rights, voting rights. It's all on the line, and it will be a very close election. Make a plan to vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz by April 4th. For more information, visit janetforjustice.com.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? I'm that girl. I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Good evening, sweet darling. May I ask your name? You seem to be lonely. Well, don't worry, I'm feeling the same. Oh, it's a groovy situation.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Again, if you're just joining us, the conversation is pretty broad, but at the root of it is whether or not you're still in church, whether or not your faith is still strong, whether or not, you know, scientific research has led you to question the faith all those things. And at the end, I don't think we're a better country because there are less people in the temple, synagogue, mosque, or church. I think there are things that we see with our own eyes that lead us to know that we're not a better nation because there's less participation in those places. Let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Hey, Robert, thank you. You say what?
Morning. I think it's a number of factors. One, you know, growing up Catholic, obviously the church took a big hit there with the sexual abuse scandal. Numbers started to dwindle. As I got older, my wife and I started to attend a Lutheran church, and that didn't really appeal to us because she was a Congregationalist. And, you know, literally the person was pretty much trying to tell us how to vote and what women's roles were from the pulpit, and that just really didn't settle well with us. We eventually ended up at a more open church. And, you know, regardless of people's station, where they come from in life, their background, their orientation.
Non-denominational, right?
It's a UCC.
Okay.
But within that church, when we joined it, we heard about a split. So, you know, even that church, they weren't sure if they wanted to be open to all people and all backgrounds and all orientations. So they had a massive split there prior to us arriving. But one thing we've seen is since COVID, the numbers are down from families. They're not coming back. And I think a lot of it has to do with organized sports, believe it or not. It just seems like our society has put the traveling sports team up on a pedestal above basically, you know, coming to church each week and participating in various ways in the congregation. You know, Johnny or whoever it is out on a sports team and they're not available on Sunday. So what we've been trying to do is target those folks on mission trips to get those families back and get them involved again. But yeah, we definitely are missing them.
You know, Robert, man, that you are 100% correct with the sports thing, man. The families and following, you know, their children into sports supersedes anything else almost. And as a guy who used to run a sports organization, you know, I can't. You know, dispel anything that you just said, man. So how do you get them back?
We're not sure. If anyone has any ideas, I'd love to hear them because we have been unsuccessful so far. So we're really targeting those families with children, trying to get them to participate in mission trips as a way to get them back.
Hey, Robert, this is Johnny. I just got a quick question for you. You had mentioned in your dialogue earlier that there was a you know, you're participating in this organized church and there was a split. Now that occurred because there was a difference in leadership in a philosophical thing or some kind of doctrine. What do you think split that group apart?
Yeah. They had two factions. So there were some people that wanted to welcome LGBT folks into their community. And there was a group that didn't, so they kind of split down the middle. Half of them joined their own church, and then half of them stayed, basically.
Well, you know, man, that has been kind of like the reasons that you have all the denominations, not just in Christianity, in Islam, and other religions, that all of these different denominations supposedly, you know, supporting the one God, right? You know, people having their differences.
It's interesting, though, because who's one God? So, I mean, all of this stuff is written based on the Prashoda, I think it is, like these old papers back in the day. And depending on who copied them and who wrote them down, they took their own biases into it and have different interpretations. So, I mean, if you think about it, you know, you go to church and you see the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus up there on the cross. Does anyone really believe that's what he was like if he was a man from the Middle East?
Well, there are people who definitely believe it. It doesn't mean it's the truth.
Yeah, it's not accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's yeah, the, or, or, or Yeah, I mean, was he a carpenter? You see a lot of wood in the Middle East anywhere?
Well, you know, his feet were like burnished brass in an oven, you know, and his hair was like lamb's wool. You know, so we do know that a lot of these things are allegorical. Mm-hmm. And if you say those things, it kind of upsets people and their beliefs. So, you know, I've learned over the years, it's not my position to try to get anybody to question their beliefs. That's not my role. Yep. I don't have a right to do that. People need to find out on their own. You agree with that, Robert?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the best thing we can do is be open to people. And if we appreciate, you know, the Lord or whatever God that you participate in, that you're doing it through acts of service. And I think that's where the prosperity folks get it wrong. They're so focused on, you know, building the mega church or the empire, and somewhere along the way, they lose the service part of, you know, whether it's Jesus or whoever it is, how are they serving people? That's really what it should come back to. And
right.
I think when the religion gets in trouble, they get things twisted. So.
All right. Hey, Robert, good stuff as always, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Karina. Hey, Karina, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Karina.
Earl, you know, I grew up in USSR, right?
Right.
So the socialism, this is what it is. It's not a communism. When the people say, oh, Russia is a communist part. No, it's a socialism. We never get to the communism, okay? But the best part, the one part I want to stress is that it's an atheistic society. So by Marx, it says that the religion is the opium for a masses, all right? And we have that written everywhere. But the main point, when I came here, I went to Alverna College, and I took religious study because I grew up in atheistic society. And I wanted to know more about it, and for the next 4 years, every semester, I was taking different religion and reading about it. So COVID come, and there is a Wisconsin a Churches Association. And I was lucky to be able to contact with them. And the idea is for us to organize and bring more people for vaccination through the Wisconsin. And we were going from one church to another and trying to figure out how we can make it happen. The questions we've been asked, the group of people who are going in. Oh, the people are going to come to a church? Oh. Who's going to clean up? Oh, do you have a volunteer? I was so stunned and upset about all these questions because we're going for a church. Besides the point, this is where it comes from. Oh, I don't want these people in my church. I don't want that people in my church. Isn't it all about love? Isn't it about all exception? Isn't it? I mean, we're talking about Christianity. This is why Jesus, I assume, died on the cross, so the people will see the love, what was given to them, right? You can't say how we came about. We cannot say what is going to happen after life, because none of us are actually a witness, either side of the world. So we just have today, and why wouldn't we accept one little thing, accept each other for who we are. That's it, isn't it?
You know.
And I think this is the problem. This is the problem with the religion, that any religion picks and chooses who they want to be with, who's crossing over that threshold when they walk into the religious
threshold. Yeah.
Hey, Karina, as always, really appreciate you sharing and your view on things. Always good. Thank you very much for the call. So Johnny, you've heard a lot of different views since we started this conversation about an hour, almost an hour and a half ago, and it really does go to show that people have thought about these things.
Yeah, it's on their mind.
Right.
Yeah, it resonates. I got to tell you, Earl, some of the callers, all of them, quite frankly, from my perspective, have really done a great service to explain where they're at in this aspect of the mysterious of faith and love. They're not only hitting the target, dude, they're hitting the bullseye. You know, it's really about sharing a good spiritual love connection. And great. You're going to a church, you're going to an organized thing. Perfect. You know, I was there, you were there. It doesn't hurt. Okay. But you can still get a great experience at the park bench or when you're working out or whatever it is. So I just really enjoyed the dialogue and having an opportunity to chime in with you today. So thank you so much.
It just goes to show when I remember as a young man, people always said, man, you can't talk about religion. You can't talk about politics. And I know a lot of people who won't touch either one of them. It's like it's that third rail, right? Well, we're not going to touch that one. Well, that's the problem. That's really the problem. There should be no subject that we should not be able to have a discussion about, right?
Yeah, I don't care what it is. Yeah.
We should be able to have a discussion without people getting angry and about the fact that they don't like how you said what you said.
Right on.
You know.
Nobody gets to claim a righteous position because of their philosophy. You know, this is an open dialogue, dude.
So nobody's opinion is any better than anybody else's.
I'm with you.
Right? And so, you know, we live in a free society. That's what everybody says.
Right.
You have a right to your opinions. Isn't that what you were taught?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that what people fought and died for us to have that freedom?
It's my version of
conversation.
Pursuit of happiness, dude, in my way.
So my thing is, even many of the people, and for all the people who called, really appreciate it, but there's so many people who are listening who, in some instances, sometimes are afraid to talk. But we'll be right back. Johnny Watermelon and Earl Ingram, we'll be right back.
Get a time like a big year. Oh, it's a groovy situation and a splendid combination. You're something that I just can't miss. Baby, baby, it's a groovy situation and a splendid combination that we should meet at a time like a day. Oh, it's a groovy situation and a splendid combination. You're something that...
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you.
brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 28. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 41. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back. Let me hear this.
Everything will change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. No, no. Everyone must change. Yeah. Nothing stays the same. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds and sunlight up the sky and hummingbirds.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm joined by my colleague, Johnny Watermelon, and if you're just joining us, you know, talking about where we are in the society, the fact that the foundations that many of us were raised with, you know, we've left, and the fact that there are young children who need to have that foundation who don't have it now. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call. You say what, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. Hey, great topic. Really enjoying the show.
Yeah, good morning, Don.
Yeah, I'd like to relate a little experience with my situation. When I was a younger fella, we always went to church. Churches were full, crowded. But as the years went on, I don't go as much anymore. And, you know, the reason for that is, you know, when you're working every day, you kind of start swearing a little bit. In other words, I needed that Sunday to go to church to get myself squared away. And what I've been experiencing is that the pastor, instead of preaching out of the Bible, which I'm wont, he's preaching all kinds of politics to me. And I got so darn discouraged. If I want that, I might as well stay home and watch Meet the Press. Why am I going to church? I just wanted to relate that to you, Earl, and God bless you for your work.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Johnny?
Well, Don makes a really good point. I mean, why would you go there to get yelled at, you know, or to be have a certain doctrine preached at you? I just don't think that these guys ought to be doing that, using that kind of venue to steer people a certain way. This is a love connection, like we talked about earlier. You know, this is a holy experience. It should be treated with a little respect and not get into the political lane. I'm sorry. I agree with Don.
He is 100% correct, and that used to not be the case.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
I don't ever recall any pastor when I was a young boy and a young man in the churches that I went to ever talking about politics. Okay? Never. But that's a commonplace thing now. Right? And that's left up to the individuals, right? That's the way it should be.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm like done. If I'm sitting in the church and the pastor starts talking about, you know, maybe I should be not voting for Janet Protasiewicz and I should be voting for, what's the guy's name?
Dan Kelly.
I'm getting up and walking out.
Yeah.
Come on, man. But you know that's taking place.
Well, for sure. It's just, you know, I never experienced it in my life, Earl, when I was a kid growing up, man. I mean, we went to church. You get this. You think you went a lot. I went to a parochial school, a Catholic deal. Every day before school started, we went to Mass. Okay? And that's a lot for a little kid to get indoctrinated into that whole thing. And that's just the way the deal was. But never once during that thing, and even on Sundays when we went as a family, not once did those people ever talk about a certain candidate or a philosophy, that sort of thing. It was just more about, you know, the Catholic doctrine. So there it is.
Well, I want to make an announcement quickly before we get out of here. Tomorrow I'll be giving away a free pair of VIP tickets for the Charlie Barron's Live Cripes Cast taping with guest Mike Wegener, Monday, March 27th at 7 p.m. At the Comedy Club on State in Madison. We'll be giving those tickets away on tomorrow's show. So all you have to do is call in and be caller number 950.
I heard about this deal through the Civic Media grapevine. This is going to be a fun thing, man.
Yeah.
People ought to get up and get on the phone because that's going to be a fun venue.
Yeah, remember, you're going to have to be calling number 9,500 in order to qualify.
Cheer them up, Earl.
For those tickets. But, man, look, thanks to everybody who made the show go. Johnny, it's been a blast, man.
Yeah, always thanks for having
me. Love having you around.
Yep.
Thank you, Calvin, as always, for manning the boat. And listen, if it's all about having dialogue and conversation, I'm honored to have a listening audience like you guys. I relish every day coming in here and getting an opportunity to exchange views with you. So thank you for, you know, listening. I'll be back on tomorrow. Did I hear right, man? 4 to 8 inches of snow?
Yeah.
Are you sure that wasn't a misprint?
That they must be talking about someplace out west.
Calvin, is that true? Is that real? Did you miss
that
the date
one? I'll have to look into it.
Trust but verify.
Snow? Come on, man. See you later.
Would you like job security along with great pay and benefits? Panagold, the bakers of Country Hearth bread products, offers a starting wage of over $20 an hour, medical and dental coverage, paid holidays, retirement funding, and opportunities for growth and advancement. Panagold has many positions throughout the bakery, so chances are good there's going to be a fit for you that will work with your schedule. Currently, there are openings for production, sanitation, maintenance, shipping, and delivery drivers. Find out more and apply today at countryhearthjobs.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.